Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Joy, joy in my soul. Glory to God. It's nothing like having joy in your soul. Welcome hallelujah. This morning. Welcome.
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 It is Sunday service. We thank God for everyone that's here in Sunday service.
Yes,
it is a blessing. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for this day. Hallelujah.
Yes, for His mercy and His grace. That's new to us each morning. We don't have to ask. We don't have to get in line for it.
Right.
It is given to us, renewed each day, mercy and grace. Amen.
Amen. Do everybody feel good? I feel good on this day.
I feel good.
You know, we should always make declarations on how good we are, how good we feel, because it is God that is good. Always make these declarations, being thankful for every single day, no matter rain, sleet, or snow.
Yes.
Be thankful for this day.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. We'd like to welcome everyone out this Sunday service. We don't say morning. We have all night morning, so we kind of get our morning and night.
Yes,
we know
what
night is.
It's
afternoon.
It feels like morning.
It's so brand
new.
Anything
that's brand new, you know, we want to associate it as being first. So that's why we say morning, because it's the first.
Yes.
First thing we do when we get up in the morning is thank God.
Thank God.
Pray, and we'll go into studies. And, you know, we're just so happy to be here and so happy to be with you guys.
Yes, welcome again. We'd like to welcome all our guests, visitors, I should say, for the first time, you know, being here with us on Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the pastors. We lead this flock. God is made a shepherd over this flock.
Hallelujah.
And God is the head of our life and the lift of our head. So as long as you know who we are following, then you can follow us and know that we won't lead you astray. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to be led astray.
That's right.
It ain't like some following somebody thinking they're taking you in the right direction, and then you get halfway through and realize
you're going in the wrong direction.
You're going in the wrong
direction. And you're worse off than what it was, you know, when you started going in the direction.
What's the scripture? The blind lead the blind.
The blind lead the blind. Both of you end up in the ditch.
So,
hallelujah.
We are who's our leader, Almighty God, we follow. So we thank God again for everyone. It's good to see Sister Jackson here in service.
Hallelujah.
Dillard and everyone else.
Sister
Jackson. And if it's your first time, you know, being here with us in Sunday service, we'd like to welcome you personally, me and my husband. We'd like you to press one so we can, you know, officially welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes.
We just thank God. I'm grateful.
Oh, yes.
You know, last week was really a rough week.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough for me. I had to go to the hospital. And so, yeah, that was
looking at you now, I would have never even known it was. You know what it was? See, that's how good God is.
That's how good God is.
You go through,
you don't even look like you've been through
it. We just forget about, you know, those things that we went through in the beginning of the week. Because look at you now. I forgot I did take you to the hospital.
Yes.
And thank God you came out of there rejoicing and shouting, because, you know, you went in one way but came out. You had already received your healing before you went in.
And, you know, one thing about that, you all, we just like to, you know, just be real and be open and just, you know, I want everybody to be comfortable here and be able to receive, you know, to be able to receive.
Yes.
It's not like being able to relate to, you know, with the pastor and, you know, going through or the ministers or the prophets. You know, I went to the hospital and I was the only one in the hospital. There was no other place. In that particular emergency center, there was no one else there but me.
Everybody been healed. You the last one to get the healing, or you the first one to receive the healing? Which one?
It's just that, you know, somebody's afraid to go to the hospital because of COVID-19. It's like, it's so much, I don't want to go there because, you know, it's people sick there. But when I went, I was the only one, the only patient.
My Lord.
They took where I was in and out, so we thank God.
Yeah, we thank God.
So anyway, you all, make sure you take care of yourself and everything and make sure you trust God to do it for you. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't forget, we want to give you our time to get your communion.
That's right. This is Communion Sunday. This is the day that we thank God for His broken body and thank Him for His blood. And we do this as often as possible and remember what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross, what He have already obtained for us to be able to live this life of abundance.
Amen. So grab all that you need for communion.
Yeah, your cracker, your wine, cookie, whatever piece of bread, whatever it is, wine, hopefully non-alcoholic wine.
Whatever you
have. If you have a little bit of wine or water, juice.
So if you don't have it this time, so next time you can have your wine or your grape juice and your cracker. They do sell those They sent it at the store, so you can actually get that. So we'll be having communion. We just want to make sure you have it. So when we get to that part, we'll have prayer coming up here next, and then we'll have scripture, and then we'll go straight into communion. All right,
mm-hmm.
you all, God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Father God,
we thank
you
for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your children, Lord God. Oh, Father God,
thank
we ask
you
that you touch every heart, Lord God. Walk every house, sit in every call today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of deception right now that's trying to hinder us from receiving what the word of God is in us today. We come against you right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that God, that you heal every sick body, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch every heart, oh God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, oh God, but restore us to the joy of your salvation. Lord, baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Let us receive tongues of fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we suit our step up fully with your full armor, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your full armor right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, oh God, fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Thank you for your Holy Ghost anointing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask that you fill us right now with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness,
yes,
your faithfulness,
Father,
and your self-control in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
Holy
of
Father,
Jesus.
Christ,
yes,
in Holy
Father.
Name, we ask you to fill us, oh God, right now, oh God, and everyone that we pray for today,
oh, yes,
oh God, with your Holy Ghost anointing and power.
Fill us
with
Jesus
your goodness,
Christ.
God. You are losing
power
your power in the name
Spirit.
Of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Lord, cover us right now with your anointing and presence and fill us, God, and fill us with your peace, your character, and your nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, move
oh, yes,
on us right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, change us right now, God, and
oh, yes,
make us more like
you,
oh God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God. We bind ourselves
oh,
to the mind
of
Christ
and
our will
with
the will
of
God right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose ourselves
oh, yes,
right
Father.
Now from every false claim and assignment of a wicked one right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of now. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you're stripping every marriage right now, Father God. Oh Lord, bless it with your love, your peace, your joy, your happiness and understanding
oh, yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name
I
of
give
Jesus.
Every type of marriages right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I decree and declare that every marriage is victorious through Christ Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Your word says, Father God, that you're
thank
honor marriage
you,
and you power man and woman to be together, to multiply, to subdue the earth. And Father God, we shall do that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God,
in
you have given us dominion, and we take back the dominion that you've given us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pick up our authority and power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we use it against the enemy right now. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ of Nazareth. We bind all Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented spirits, and strong men and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers, our conversation and action in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My
in
Lord, my
name
God, when
yes,
we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence or the presence of anyone that we pray for today or anyone that we're around today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the presence of our homes, our cars, our trust, our offices, our families, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, our finances, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and in the natural realms of our lives. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of
oh,
Jesus
yes,
Christ over those doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our cars, our trust, our workplaces,
yes,
our businesses,
Father,
our finances, our minds, our ministries, our spouses,
oh, yes,
our spouses,
we plead
our
blood,
children,
we plead
schools, our workplaces, our friends, and our loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
oh, Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, for your mercy and your grace,
yes,
oh God.
We thank you,
Father God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, oh God. Oh, Lord, let our hearts beat the rhythm of life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord,
in
speak
the name
to our
of
blood
Jesus.
Today, for we know that life is in the blood, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up our family members
thank
and loved
Lord
ones,
Jesus.
Oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for protecting them, oh God. We thank you that we didn't get a call in the wee hours of the morning, oh
thank
God.
You,
we thank you, Father God, that all is protected right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we don't take anything
yes,
for granted. We
in
just
the
want
name
to say
Jesus.
Thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace,
thank
we still
you,
couldn't thank you enough, but yes, still, we we thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. My Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We're thankful for your mighty armor that you provided for us. We put on us the full armor of God right now, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith that protects us and guards us from the fiery darts of the enemy. And we take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God that we choose to use against all the force of evil in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our God and our shield about us. Take us into the crypt of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, oh God. According to Psalm 91, we pray right now. We live and pray in complete dependence upon you.
We
pray in the
Spirit
all times and all occasions.
By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father,
the power of the Holy Spirit.
Be magnified and glorified.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being so present in this place.
Right now. We pull down every stronghold in every stronghold
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. We couldn't do it without you. But greater than he that is in us in the world. It is you, Father God, that is in us, oh God. And we thank you right now, God, for working in us, oh God. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, search our hearts this afternoon, oh God. Anything that's not
you,
God.
Oh, yes, in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. In the power of the Holy Spirit.
We command you to come out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Even what has no place in us. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord,
confess,
my God. Anywhere we went, oh God, did they put
us
in the field to speak, oh God. Oh Lord, let it be removed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for your promises.
We
thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our life right now. For you are the
and all that we say and all that we do.
We thank you for your presence, for in your presence the fullness of our joy. And in your presence. And in your presence we have purpose because of your purpose. We thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy in
your
Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you right now for protection, that your perfect love casts all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against them, judging you shall condemn. Father, we thank you for your peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us, oh God, through all the storms that come into our life. Father, we thank you for life right now. And your presence in your kingdom.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah.
We plead your blood.
In 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Spot, wrinkle, and blemish free right now. Totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. At the dendritic and quantum level, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cast out all evil spirits right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, cast out all Satan, evil, foul, wicked, demon, torment, lying, and hindrance, seducing, perverse, and unclean spirits. Any evil strongman and any religious and controlling spirits, all familiar spirits, any spirits contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, spirits of infirmity, infection, spirits of pain, trauma, and shock. Spirits of along with their effects and side effects and things. Out of our spirit right now, out of our mind, will, and emotions, out of our ego, libido, and imagination, out of our thoughts and our
consciousness,
and physical beings, every object on us, our homes, our cars, lands, and properties, our animals, vehicles, and workplaces. We ask you to bind and cast those, cast these evil things in the abyss. Deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture. Keep them there until their day of judgment comes and throw it into the lake of fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, want to say thank you for your protection, oh God, your mighty
thank
protection,
you,
oh God. Oh, Lord, I ask, oh, Lord, that you expand in us your territories right now. Lord, we ask and receive beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. For we decree and declare that we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray with thanksgiving, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone in service on today and all that they're concerned about in love, oh, God. According to the word in John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you've given to us and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, have your way right now. Let your word go forward, Lord God, not our word, oh God. Let us hear from you, Father God, not any other spirits but yours. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you right now, God, that it's already done. We decree and declare that all that we pray for, that our prayers have been answered, that our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. My Lord, he come out in voice. We thank you when we love you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are blessed and we can never be cursed because our Heavenly Father has counted us blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you made us a blessing to be a blessing, that you made us a head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that you made us a lender and not the borrower. Oh, God, we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're going from glory to glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And wealth and riches in our home. We thank you, oh God, that we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Be magnified and glorified, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. We decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. We decree and declare because you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, that we are healed. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Oh God, we thank you right now, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for them, and with the promises of God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen. In the name of
Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing is high right now. Put on this anointing right now. Receive your healing right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Receive your peace right now. Receive your breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, put on this anointing right now. Oh God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Touch every heart right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch every heart. Touch every heart right now. Hallelujah. Touch every heart, oh, God, right now, oh, God. Oh, my.
Deliver and set free. Like you deliver and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you thanks all the days of our life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. God bless everyone here in service. I see we have some new people here. Welcome. God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Kimberly. God bless you, Sister Dudley. God bless you, Sister Dillard. God bless you. I don't know everyone that's here, but God bless you. God bless you, my Lord, my God. We thank you for all that is here. All new, first time being here. We welcome you. Once again, we welcome you. God bless you. God bless you. Know that God is on your side.
Hello.
At this time, we have our scripture, and we're going to be preparing for communion right after scripture here. So grab your wine, grab your grape juice, your cracker, whatever you have there, your bread. And we're going to Pastor Dorsey Manning. Let me go ahead and give you all the scripture. The scripture, you all, is coming from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. The Bible says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of your word. Amen. Amen. At this time, we'll have communion.
Amen. Pastor. Amen. We thank God. You know, this is an opportunity for us
to remember what Jesus Christ have already done for us. So,
yes, Lord.
In remembering what Jesus Christ has already done for you, not what he's doing so much, but what he has already done, this keeps you in that place of perfect peace. You know, so taking communion elements as often as possible, this puts you in that place.
Yes, God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Y'all get your communion elements ready. Way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power because it reaches to the highest mountain.
Yes, Lord.
And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. His power.
Yes,
oh, we
Lord,
thank you,
glory.
God. Heavenly Father,
thank you, Jesus.
We come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now.
Yes, God.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our transgression. Forgive us for our iniquities and our trespass. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins. Your body was broken for our transgressions. Your body was broken for our iniquities and our trespasses.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, we love you.
Yes,
we remember your suffering and how you
Lord.
Were beaten and mailed, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us.
Yes, Lord.
Your body was broken so our body may be healed.
Jesus.
We thank you that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, that we are healed.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Dear
Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you for loving us.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it. You said, take, eat, for this is my body.
Jesus.
For also you partake of this in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, now we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith.
Yes, God.
You may eat.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he says to his disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. The blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. All of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. So now we take this cup in remembrance of you.
You
may drink.
Amen.
by the power and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a music selection here, and we'll be right back with the word from our pastor, Dorsey Manny. God bless.
Thank you,
God bless. Hey, thank you, Lord. Ooh, my. We thank God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just saying to move on us right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, let your spirit reign.
Amen. Glory to God, your glory. Lord, we need your glory. Your Shekinah glory. Again, welcome everyone. A Sunday service here. And I see Sister Kay Moore, Kimberly, and her husband is here. Sunday service. Thank God for you. We see Sister Henderson, Janelle Henderson, and her family here. God bless you all. We see our daughter Victoria and King are here in service. God bless you.
Amen.
And others.
God bless.
You know, we can get everyone. I don't. You know, because of the system that we use. So I'm just kind of, those that I remember. So God bless you all. And I didn't call your name, forgive me, because I don't know your number and I can't see you. So I'm calling who I can see. God bless everyone. This time we're going to prepare for the word. Let me just give an understanding so you all know there's going to be a word from my husband. He'll give the word that God is giving him to give you all of this Sunday. And then there'll be another selection that'll be played. And then I'll bring the message for today. So don't go anywhere. You'll know when it's in the service. We'll have benediction. Benediction of coming, we'll close out here. So at this time, I present to you all no other than the love of my life. God has anointed him a prophet, as well as pastor, and God is doing a new thing in him, and I thank God for him, the man of God that he is. God is transforming him to be. We're all being processed. I thank God for the process and all that God is doing in him. And Father God, I just ask that you use him mighty with your word and bring understanding, revelation, and knowledge to those that are listening, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for the man of God, our pastor here, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank God for this opportunity to be able to be on this platform, to be able to deliver the word. Thank God, you know, that it's put you in my life, beautiful wife. You know, you're definitely a woman of God. You definitely have been so good to me, and I thank God for you.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to see you in your word.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, for every single word that's in our mouth, every single word that's in our mind, and every single word that's in our heart. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way in this place.
Amen.
Now, we pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. For us not to add or take anything away. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Any spirit of confusion, spirit of condemnation, any spirit of guilt, any spirit of shame, any spirit of anger, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. But you are not welcome in. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all I do agree says, this afternoon, this great day that God has made for us. I want to talk to you a little bit. I won't be long about, do you understand the agreement with God for your life? Do you understand the agreement with God for your life? If you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me over to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, and we'll start right here, verse 2.
Amen.
We'll start right here, Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Amen.
Well, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it says that, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, we all, before we entered into this new covenant with God, we were already in a disagreement with God because of our beliefs.
Yes.
Now, we were conditioned. See, before you saved, you know, you were conditioned to think. You were taught to think. You know, someone had taught you something. And they was teaching you how to survive and teaching you how to live in this world. And this right here, scripture right here in Romans chapter 12 is telling us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what we're talking about here is, do you understand the agreement with you? Do you understand the agreement with God for your life, all right?
So understand that these thoughts or these teachings or whatever it is that you was taught to do, this is what you were taught for you to be able to grow up and to survive in this world. But see, that's the things that you were taught. It was for you to survive in this world, but for you to do what the things that you can do, which will put you in that place, but you're only going to do the things that you know to do until you get to that point to where problem shows up or affliction shows up. So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, this is for you to understand this. You need to understand this first. The second thing is, understanding that these thoughts and these beliefs or whatever it is that you know to do, this is a single-minded thing. This is a self thing. Everyone, you know, that went through school, everyone, you know, that was raised up, you was taught to be able to handle yourself, to take care of yourself, you know, to work, to do things for self. You know, this is, you know, what you were taught. This is how you were taught, you know, to survive in this world. And this is good, but that's only for the game of this world and only for the game of self. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that. But what happens is when you get out here in this world and you begin to do the things that you were taught, you can only do what you know to do, and you will make a lot of mistakes. You would do things right, but then you would make a lot of mistakes, and some mistakes you will keep on making these mistakes over and over and over. And these mistakes, you know, that you would make, it will cause you to think and feel a certain type of way. You know, things begin to break down, you know, and a lot of times you have some pain, some mental pains and physical pains because of the destruction that's going on in your life, because this is what you know how to do. This is a single-minded. You need to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, because of this mindset or because of what's going on all according to what you know to do and what you are going through, it will cause you to fall up underneath a leadership. And the Bible describes this over in Ephesians 6 as principalities and powers. You will fall up underneath a rulership of someone because you don't want to go through this life, that you're living, this world that you're living in, a type of pain or any type of thing. So someone or something is going to offer you a way out, which is going to get you to be on that side for you to be thinking of these things only to come out of the situation that you're in. But remember, this is single-minded, because for you do this and you will come out of the situation that you're in. But see, we need to understand the agreement. Over here, since I said we're over here in Ephesians 6 and 11, go with me over here to Ephesians 6, and we'll start right here at 11. Ephesians 6 and 11, it tells me, I'm going to slow down here for a second. Ephesians 6 and 11, I'll let you get there. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, these wiles of the devil is this single-minded things that you thought, things that have happened in your life, things that showed up that you didn't ask about. Now, you were doing all that you were taught, but all that you were taught wasn't good enough, because something that you didn't think about, or a problem showed up, or affliction showed up, and now you don't know what to think, or you don't know what to do, which caused you to be in worry. And this worry caused you to be in fear. And this fear caused you to be in pain. And this pain caused you to suffer and caused you to be in a state of mind to where you're just being broke down, or or things are breaking down in your life.
Jesus.
Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. These are the wiles of the devil. These are the tricks of the devil. And 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Jesus.
Okay, now the Bible is telling us right here. The Bible is telling us right here, you know, to put on the whole armor of God. See, the armor of God is the word of God. So now, before you enter into this agreement with God, before you enter into this new covenant with God, so you don't know this. You don't know this. And this is why God had already sent his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, See, we are celebrating today as the first Sunday's communion Sunday in remembrance what Jesus Christ has done, because God have already sent his son and made his son a sacrifice of being broken for the same thing that's being broken, the same thing that you are broken from. Jesus Christ have already became that broken body for you.
Yeah.
Everything that you're suffering about, Jesus Christ have already suffered that already for you.
My
he have already paid the price for you. Not only did he just pay the price here on earth, he paid the price and he died for you and went to hell. So you don't have to go to hell for the things that you're doing. See, we used to be a sinner.
But
when you enter into this covenant of grace, when you enter into this covenant, this agreement that God has made for, this is the agreement.
Yes,
understand this agreement. You understand this agreement that you should be born again.
Yes, Lord.
You should be born again. Now, born again is talking about Romans 12:2. Being born again, it says, don't be conformed to this world.
Yes,
that means don't be conformed by the things that you were taught of this world to survive in this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, when you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, that means being born again. That means forgetting about those things that you have been taught. Forget about those things that you have been thinking about. Forget about the pain and all these things that you're going through. It says be born again, be baptized by water. Being born again, confessing that Jesus Christ is your Lord, that you can't do this without him. You know that you are a sinner, but you don't choose not to be a sinner no more. You choose to trust God and to trust
Lord,
in God. Receive God into your life. Receive Jesus into your life. And being baptized by water.
Thank
and receiving
you,
the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to enter on the inside. Because, see, when the Holy Spirit enters on the inside, these very things that's on the inside of you that you've been taught to do, that's causing you to be conformed to this world. See, this is how you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind begins to transform first. The things that you were thinking about, so you don't think about these things no more, because you have the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you that helps you, that guides you, that shows you, that calls you to think the right thoughts, think the things of God, because you're using the Word of God.
Jesus,
surrender to the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit is your guide. When you surrender to the Holy Spirit, He will show you all things. When you pray, in the Holy Spirit, you're able to endure, or you'll be able to not go through certain things or whatever it is, you know, that God has for you at the time. You're able to do these things with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person. Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, read the Word of God. Now, do you understand the agreement? When you read the Word of God, understand the agreement between you and God. Is you receive, be born again, baptized with water, receive the Holy Spirit, read the Word of God. Understand that the Word of God is not just a thing. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. The Word of God is God. When you read the Word of God, guess what you're doing? You're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, because you're putting the Word of God in your mind and you're not thinking about these other things of this world that are in your mind. The wiles of the devil or the principalities and these powers that have rulership up over you. Read the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, because when you read the Word of God, it is the seed. That is what you put into your mind. That is what you put into your heart. And when it goes into your heart and you're able to not just read it, but then you're able to remember it, and not just remember it, you're able to use it when that time comes. See, then you give fruit and you become the producers. Like the Bible tells us over here, you become the producers. Now, I want to show you this. Go over here to John 15. Go over here to John 15. I'll show you this here, what I'm talking about. John 15. John 15, and we'll start right here at verse 2. John 15 and verse 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, but every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that it would bring forth more fruit. See, right now the Bible is telling us right here, this is Jesus Christ saying this here. He said that you are the branch that's in him. He is the vine and you are the branch. So that means that when you have the Word of God that's in you, you bear fruit and you produce fruit. We're fruit producers. Understand this agreement. When you're in Christ, you produce. What is it that you are producing here in this world? What are you producing? You produce the fruits of the Spirit because you're in Christ. This is the agreement. And most of all, y'all, one thing that I do want to tell you, this is one thing that I have to realize here, and everyone has to realize this. When you understand the agreement with God, then you can understand the agreement that you will have with one another. Hallelujah. You understand the agreement that you have with God, you can understand this this agreement that you have with one another. And the Bible tells us over here in John 13 and 34, a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you love one another. This is the agreement. Understand this agreement that you have with God concerning your life. Because when you find yourself in this place, when you find yourself in this place, being born again, you know, being renewing your mind, receiving Jesus, confessing that, you know, that Jesus Christ, you are our Lord. When you find yourself in this place, you will produce the fruit. You will produce love, kindness. You will produce self-control. And this is that agreement that you have. And your reward from that is long life. Your reward that God will show you his salvation. And it is the will of God for your life to be in an agreement. So understand this. And before I go, understand this. When you understand this agreement with God for you in your life, you will produce fruit, the fruit that comes through Christ Jesus, fruit that comes, you know, from the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. And now you're walking in that place, like over here in John 13 and 34 said, you're walking in love. Last scripture, I want to show you this here. Last scripture is over here in Matthew 18 and 19. Matthew 18 and verse 19 says, again, I say unto you, you agree on earth about anything that you ask, I will do. It is done for them by the Father that's in heaven. So understand this agreement. When you have this agreement with God and you're lined up, you're submitting yourself to God, you're submitting yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, then you would know how to have an agreement with one another. You would know how to have an agreement with me. You'll know how to agree in your marriage. You'll know how to agree in your friendships. You'll know how to agree in any type of relationship, whether it's a working relationship, you know, whether it's a mutual relationship, or as a relationship with your neighbor. Understand this agreement, and you will understand, you know, the agreement among man and woman and with self. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank you for that, that we're pastor and allow God to use you. I'm sure that helps someone on the line today to understand the agreement that we have with God. You know, there's something that God is asking us to do. You know, we always asking God to do something, but understanding what is it that God is asking us to do? What is the agreement? What is the covenant that we've come into?
Yes.
And what are we commanded to do under the covenant of grace? So I hope you all got
Hallelujah.
That. I thank God for it. I thank God the way that he's working in us with this new platform. You got to understand God is doing a new thing. So don't go anywhere here at Sunday service. We have another music selection. We'll be back, but with the message from myself, Pastor Tawanika Manny. So stay right there and just let it move on you to understand that God is requiring
Hallelujah.
Something from you to do. When you came into the body of Christ, you have You have Pastor give it to me.
Responsibilities.
You have responsibilities. You know,
you have responsibilities.
There are commandments that are on you. Amen. Amen. We must do that. And I hope you all took note, because that's very important. A lot of us don't know what to do. You know, we say we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then that's it. And we don't, you know, we just stuck right there. We don't know what to do. And we're afraid to move and go because, I'm going to do this and I'm going to mess up. But, you know, hopefully you took note. So now you know what to do. So we'll be right back with the message from Pastor Tawanika Manning. God bless you all. Stay right there, right there. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So you enter into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message. for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fit your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's gonna lift your hand and say.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father, to bring me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
I for the good of them that love the Lord, who called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise him.
Hallelujah.
In the room right now.
We thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear the word. Now, it's time for the message to go for by my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. She is a prophetess, you know, called by God. She has a very strong anointing that's on her life. You know, I love her so much. You know, y'all just receive this word from her. I'm quite sure it's going to bless you. And amen. Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Father God, we thank you for this time, this set time, that we can come together boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you for all that is here. God bless you all. Father God, we ask right now that you just have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Lead me and guide me, oh God, in this word of today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let it be delivered with fire, Holy Ghost, fire and anointed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your life of faith on the throne of my life right now. I give it to you right now. For eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree and declare to be on the throne, that you are on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, God. Let your word go forward, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith and all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come right now, and let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I just want to say thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. I thank Pastor Dorsett Manning for the word that went forward, preparing the way, you know, tilling the ground. So we can plant that seed and receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Understanding that has to be a seed that has to be planted, but the ground has to be tilled in order for the seed to be planted. Amen? So you got to break that ground to put the seed in. So we thank you, Pastor, for breaking the ground so that the seed can be planted. Hallelujah to your name, God. So sometimes when we go through something, we don't understand, why am I going through so many trials and tribulations? There's a breaking.
Yeah.
But there's a blessing in the breaking. Amen. The word today is, do you know the God that you serve? I think some of us don't even understand the God that we serve. You know, if you just look around and the air that you breathe and the trees that grow from the ground that goes down to the tap, to the tap window, to the water, a lot of us don't know that and understand all that he created, all things. Do you know the God that you serve? And the reason why I ask you that is because I believe some people don't understand and know the God that they serve. We're talking about a living God.
Yeah.
We're talking about all powerful, all seeing, all knowing, and all for all. We're talking about Almighty God. We're not just talking about a God. We're talking about Almighty God. We're talking about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisha. We're talking about God.
Yeah.
Do you know the God you serve? Because when you know the God you serve, you know that all things are possible. The Bible tells us when man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. When you understand and know the God you serve, you will understand that you can have all things because he's the creator of everything, not just some things. Hallelujah. But he's the creator of all things. So, and he created too. So he knows you better than you. He knows you better than he does. And do you know the God that you serve? Which takes me to the story of Job. Now I'm going to take you all pretty quickly, but you can just write it down because I'm going to go through Job really, really quickly so you can understand, because Job wanted to talk to God. If he didn't realize the God that he was serving, he had an idea, you know, but he didn't really know the God that he served. So the Bible tells us in Job 23, verse 1 through 7, I'll read, when Job wanted to know, because all these things was going on, you know the story of Job, he lost everything, and he wanted an answer from God. He wanted God to answer him. He wanted a time with God to answer him. So the Bible tells us in Job 23, then in verse 1 through 7, then Job answered and said, even today my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his ear, to his seat, I'm sorry, that I might come to his seat. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments, hallelujah. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No, but he would take note of me. There the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered from Ephraim forever from my judge. So here is Job saying, I need to talk to God. I need him to talk to me. I need him to answer me. He said, and I would fill my mouth with arguments. Do you know the God that you serve? I've heard people say, I'm upset with God. I was getting tired of God because God wasn't moving. I was sick of doing a God thing. But if you knew the God that you serve, you will sit yourself down. You will wait until your time. Do you know the God
that
you serve? Do you know the God that you serve? God is love. God is righteous. Do you know the God that you serve? Do you know the God that you serve? All forgiving God. Do you know the God that you serve? God is patient and long suffering. Do you know the God that you serve? You are. God is right. God is almighty. Do you know? Here is Job saying, I need to talk to God. I need to have my time with God because I need to answer why is this and that. I need to order. He need to answer me. my. Do you know the God you serve? Do you know the God that you serve? I'm asking you that. Do you know the God you serve? I'm sick and you know I'm waiting. Do you know the God that you serve? Have you looked around?
Yeah.
Have you even thought about it? Have you looked in the mirror and looked at yourself? How you created? You have no control how many times your heart going to beat, huh? If your blood going to pump the way it's supposed to pump up. You know, if your eyes going to work the way they're supposed to. Do you know the God that you serve?
Yeah.
What it takes, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the earth to keep going each and every day, for us to have water, for us to have air, for us to be able. Do you know the God that you serve?
Yes, Lord.
Though we have a child, do you know what all it takes to keep the child in your womb in order to give it life, to grow it in your womb? Do you know what it takes for the bone to come in and for you to carry it? My. Do you know the God that you serve? I'm going to take you to Job 38 and 39. I'm going to go through the whole thing with you all. I'm going to go through the whole thing nonstop here so you can understand, because this is what God answers, Job. The Bible says in Job 38, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have the understanding. Who determined its measurement? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Oh, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and the thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said this far you may come, but no farther, and here your crown waves must stop. Who do you know the God that you serve? But I just want to ask you that question because the Bible tells us, he says this, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said this far may you come, but no further, and here your power waves must stop. He's talking about the sea. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 12, how you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it. It takes a form like clay under a seal. It stands out like garments. From the wicked their light is withheld and the upraised arm is broken. Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in the church of the depth? Have the gates of death between revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow bed? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. I'm here to ask you, do you know the God that you serve? The Bible tells in Job 38 and 19, as God answered Job, where is the way to the dwelling of life? And darkness, where it is placed, that you may take it in its territory, that you may know the path to its home. Do you know it because you were born then, or because the number of your days is great? I'm here to ask you again, do you know the God you serve? And God is answering Job right there. Hallelujah. God. Verse 22 says, have you entered the treasury of snow, or have you seen the treasury of hell, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? But what way is light diffused up, or the east wind scattered over the earth? Who has divided a town for the overflowing water, or passed by for the thunderbolt, to cause it to rain on a land where there is no one, and wilderness in which there is no man, to satisfy a desolate waste, and cause the spring forth the growth of tender grass? Has the rain and father, or who has begotten the drops of dew, from whose womb comes the ice, and from the first of heaven who gives birth? My Lord, my God, I want to ask you right now, do you know the God you serve? If God is answering Job right now, the waters hardens that stone, and the serpent of the deep is frozen. Verse 31 says, can you bind the cluster of the petty that top, or loose the belt of Ariana? Can you bring out a Megaroth in its season, or can you guard the great bear with its claws? Do you know the ordinance of the heavens? Can you set the dominion over the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that the abundance of water may cover you? Can you send out lightning that they may go and say to you, here we are? Who has what wisdom in the mind, or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can know the clouds by wisdom, or who can pour out the bottles of heaven when the dust hardens in the cups and the cross clings together? I want to ask you again, do you know the God that you serve? If God is talking to Job, in verse 39, can you hop the prey for the lions, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions, when the culture of the dens, of their dens, are lurking their lions, their lairs to lie in wait? Oh, who provides food for the ravens, who its young ones cry to God and wonder about for lack of food? I want to ask you again, people, do you know the God you serve?
Hallelujah.
You know the God you serve. This is God. He's talking to Job. He's asking him, do you know? Verse 39 says, do you know the time when the wild mounts and goats bear young? Or can you mark when the deer gives birth? Can you know the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bear young? They bow down. They bring forth their young. They deliver their offspring. Their young ones are healthy. They grow strong with grain. They depart and do not return to them. Who set the wild goats? Who loosed the bonds of the honor God? Who home have made the wilderness and the barren land is his dwelling? He has scorned the tongue of the city. He does not heed the shouts of the driver. The range of the mountain is the pasture, and he searches after every green thing. I want to ask you again, people, do you know the God that you serve?
Hallelujah.
Verse 39, verse 9 says, well, will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will he be bent by your manger, by your manager? Can you bind the wild ox in the furrow with ropes? Or will he plow the valley behind you? Will you trust him because his strength is great? Or will you leave your labor to him? Will you trust him to bring home your grain and gather it to you, to your flesh and grow up? The wings of the ostrich wave violence, but are her wings and pinions like the talons starts up, for she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them, or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young horses as though they were not hers. My Lord, my God, her labor is in vain without concern, because God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. When she lifts up herself on high, she scores the horse in its rider. I want to ask you again, people, do you know the God that you serve, that he is able, he's a creator of all things? Chapter 39, verse 19 tells us, have you given the horse strength? Have you called his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He calls in the valley, rejoicing in his strength. He goes into the clouds of all. He mocks the field and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. My Lord, he's going to bless supper. We're talking about God Almighty. We're talking about God the Most High God. Verse 23 says the quivering waters against him, the glittering spear and the javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage, nor does he come to a halt because of the trumpet he has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet, he says, aha, he smells the battle from afar. The thunder captains is shouting. Verse 26 says, does the hawk fly by your wisdom and spread its wings towards the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and makes his nest so high? On the rock it dwells and retires. On the cries of the rock in the stronghold, from there it spies out of the grave. It eyes observes from afar. Its young ones My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. He kababoshata. And then the Bible says in verse 40, verse 1 and 2, moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. So my question to you, do you know the God you serve is evil? Do you know the God you serve? He loves you. Do you know the God that you serve can do all things but fail? Do you understand the God you serve created everything in this time, in this season? Hallelujah. Do you know the God you serve is the reason that you are still here? Do you know the God that you serve is the reason why you received your healing? Do you know the God that you serve is the reason why you're saved? Do you know the God you serve, hallelujah, sent his son so that you may have life and have it in abundance? Do you know the God you serve, hallelujah? If you didn't know, I hope you know now. God is love. 1 John 4:7-8 tells us that he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Jeremiah 3:17 says the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, was saying he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Do you know the God that you serve? Hallelujah. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for us. Do you know the God that you serve? I mean, if you didn't know today, I hope you know right now. My Lord, my God, our God is righteous. The Bible tells us in Psalm 119:137, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Do you know the God that you serve? He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. He's a God that is able. He's a God that has no partiality. Oh, he loves all. He didn't just send his son for just one. He sent his son for all, the believer and the unbeliever, the sinner, so that we all can be saved. Do you know the God that you serve? I don't care where you at. There's no case that you can go that God can't reach you. I don't care how bad it's been. I'm here to tell you that God is a God that can intervene and turn it all around for your good. I don't care how much you got. We serve a God that's more than enough. My Lord, my God. He did it for me and he can do it for you. All you got to do is trust and know the God that you serve. He's like no other God. He's a living God and he's able today. Don't you know God is able? My Lord, my God. Open your mouth and just say, thank you, God. Oh, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? My Lord, my God. God is a forgiving God. We can stand on his word. My Lord, my God. God is a patient God. He's long-suffering. God is a God of wrath. He's God almighty. He's God unchanging. My Lord, my God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Almighty God. God is an unchanging and eternal God. The Bible says in Psalm 92, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our God. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, O Lord. Oh, Lord, almighty God, we thank you. We will open up the doors of the church, oh God. We thank you for your word, Father God. The Bible tells us in Exodus 14, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. God is final.
Uh-huh.
He is absolute. He's absolute. His will brings perfect peace and joy and harmony to all who obey him. And this harmony will extend into eternity, you all. God's love, his righteousness, his patience, and his might will never lessen nor change. God doesn't change. He is perfect, and he will always be. He will always be.
Yeah.
God is unchanging, and he's eternal. He's eternal.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we want to open up the doors of the church. If anyone that wants to rededicate their life to Christ and say, you know what, I want to come on back. I've allowed the enemy to conform me. I allowed this world to conform me. I want to be transformed today. I want to come back. You want to rededicate your life, press one. We want to invite you in. And those who don't have a church home, we want to extend an invitation to you right now to Gospel Public Ministries, me and my husband, today.
Yeah.
You need prayer. We need prayer. We want to pray with you and for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord God, for this time that you've allowed us to come here to be with you, Father God, in your presence. We love you. We love you, oh God. Is there one? Is there one today? Press one. We want to hear from you. God. God wants to hear from you this day. If you decided, oh, Lord, I give my life away to you, oh, God. I want to be used by you. I'm tired of being used by the world and the people of this world and the world of things, Father God. I want to give my life. I'm giving my life over to you, Father God, withholding nothing anymore. I don't want to hold on to the things of this world because I know who you are. I know the God that I serve, and it's you, Father God, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of my faith, you, Father God, who sent your only begotten Son to die for me and mine and all. I want to do that today, Father. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, for we know your word is true, oh God. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord God. We come lifting up each and one of everyone that's on the line, their family members, their household, all of their needs, oh God. Every need, let it be met in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come touching and agreeing on this day, Father God. We lift up Sister Valencia, Elizabeth Allen right now, God. We pray her strength. We pray for divine help and healing right now. Lord, we pray for a miracle working power right now, Father God, that you will work miracles, Lord, bring miracles of healing, Lord God, to your daughter right now. Send your angel, Lord God, that's standing in your presence, Lord God, your angel of healing, Lord God, to come and minister to her body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, strengthen every bone in her body, Lord God. Heal every part of her mind, body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless all, heal all, Lord God, and we just want to thank you. We decree and we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over all areas of our life, Father God. Go with us on today, oh God, preparing the way. And Father God, we ask that you allow the words that was brought forth today, the message, oh God, let it take root and manifest in us all, oh God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted in our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll be having our tithes and offering. Tithes and offering. You can send those to Pastor Cantel at Cash App or through Facebook Messenger. There's a payment system through Facebook. The Tawanika Manny. And the Cash App is Pastor Chantel. And if you want to send it any other way, then you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. We can give you other methods that you can send it to us as well. God bless you, those who are able to give, and those who purpose their hearts to give. May God bless you, and we ask God to put you in a position to be able to restore your stewardship, so that you're able to sow into the ministry and sow into the word that's important, that we sow into the word that went forward. So, Father God, we just want to thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And as we pray, Lord God, as we pay our tithes and give offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and we ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us, oh God, as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers, that we will prosper, oh God. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So, God, Father God, we thank you for rebuking the devourer. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient, because of our obedience and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that your promises, you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience and paying our tithes of God. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any member of our families, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits, and our grounds. Bless us, oh God, with your seven blessings of a tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We thank you all who have sending your tithes already. We thank God for you that continue to pour into the ministry. We love you. Thank you. At this time, we have our announcements from Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. God be good. All right. Our announcements for today on this Sunday. Monday, we have intercession with prayer at 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll be fasting. My words getting tied up. And the number to call 732-434-2510. Okay, then Tuesday we have one-on-one counseling prayer at 7 a.m. And my voice is just getting messed up today.
Yeah, Tuesday okay. Is the call in for scheduled counseling. Tuesday scheduled counseling.
Yeah, one-on-one call in.
All
right, then on Wednesday, on Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Bible study. And the number that we'll be calling for Bible study on Wednesday would be the church line, the number that you called today. And then 845-277-9213. Yes. Yeah. And then on Thursday at 8 p.m. the preacher and the pastor radio show. And you'll call it 845-277-9213. And on Sunday, you know, we have our church service in the same number 832. Pastor Chantel, can you take it from there? I'm kind of getting clogged up over here.
Okay, you said Sunday. You stopped at Sunday. Sunday
yeah,
serves at 2 p.m. here at the Preaching of Pastor Mine, 845-277-9213. We do have our minister training classes coming up October 24th, and that's for 12 weeks. You can get with us, obviously, you get your material, 346-719-3349. Mm-hmm. And every third Sunday, we go out to feed the homeless and to help those that are in need. Mm-hmm. You can get with us on that if you want to go out with us and get your T-shirt. And then also, what do we have? There's one thing I'm missing. Every first Sunday, you all, we have communion so that you can make sure you have your things for communion, wine, your cup of communion. And we thank God. We pray for you, Sister Dillard.
Amen.
Every hindering spirit is trying to stop you from delivering those announcements this Sunday. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for you, all those who have attended this Sunday service. God bless you. At this time, we have our benediction.
Yes, God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you all for being in service with us this afternoon. You know, we are the Gospel Public Ministry, you know, and we thank God for this opportunity to be able to hear this word. Beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika, you know, may God pour back into you all that you have pouring out in the name of Jesus. You know, what a mighty word. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I mean, God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in our sight, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Forever and ever. Amen, amen. We love you. We can't wait to be with you again. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I pray right now that I bless you to prosper. I bless you all to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a great understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you and we love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And we just want to say thank you. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. You all enjoy the rest of the day. Until next time, I hope you all be able to come into agreement with us as we have our intercessory prayer tomorrow at 6 a.m. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you, babe. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.